All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better, that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith, you keep running your race, you keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah, you keep your eyes fixed on the prize, you stay on that narrow path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. So always stay thankful, grateful, and appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us and guiding us coming in and going out, and constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son died for our sins. Countless of things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us, amen, because his mercy endures forever. He keeps his promises, he protects his people, amen. So there's always something to praise the Most High about. Just always praise for who he is, amen. Most definitely, people, welcome everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always have that unity, that peace, that love, that harmony. Always have a gladness of heart. Let us always rejoice. Let us always be comforting and supporting one another, praying for each other, interceding for each other. You know what I mean? Brothers, sisters of the faith all over the world, we are all going through different things at the same time right now, but the Most High is still with us. All right. So let's always have that love. Let's always have that mercy forevermore. Amen. Most definitely, people. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all ends of the earth. Much love to the church. Much love to the martyrs, the brave, courageous people out there going through it for the gospel. And much love to all the great tribulation saints, all the engrafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds all over the world. Much love to all of you, all right? Let us hang in there, stay on this narrow path, stay upright, people, most definitely, y'all. And anybody who just gave their life to Christ, who just gave their life to the Messiah, who just got baptized, who just repented and all that, God bless you. Much love to the new converts, all right? Much love to all of you, all right? Welcome, most definitely, y'all. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds. Everybody, let everything that's breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains, let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Everything belongs to him. Hallelujah. Praise him, y'all. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us get together, praise the Most High, sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Play an instrument, make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Rejoice, always rejoice. Cry out to him. Express yourself. Do what you got to do, people, you know. Always be joyful when you praise the Most High, y'all. Let's always serve him with gladness and joy, and let's always worship in spirit of truth, most definitely, y'all. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Love your neighbors as you love yourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father in a twinkling of an eye. So let's get together, y'all. Let's keep our lamps. Let's keep our oils. Let's keep doing the commandments. Let's keep spreading the gospel. Let's keep doing Father's will, Father's business. Let us keep serving him, but y'all stay on this narrow path. And we just got to stay ready, alert, sober, and vigilant for the Messiah's return, okay? So that way you don't get caught slipping. Make sure you get it all together. Get your house in order. Get yourself together. Get people around you together. Most definitely, y'all. Let us be washed up by the water through the word. Washed up by the water by the word. Most definitely, people. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often through dreams and visions, encounters, more communication. Let the Lord keep expressing himself to us in more different various ways. Hallelujah. And let's always be obedient and listeners and watchful and be always discerning. Hallelujah. Let's not lean our own understanding. Let's always hear what the Most High is telling us and follow and obey it. Most definitely, y'all. Let's know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He will draw near to you. Let's obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statute, commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High told us personally, according to our life, our purpose, our calling, our gifts, our future, our situations, handle that, all right? Whatever assignments or tasks the Father gave you, handle that, people. No excuses. Let's get the work done. Let's get the work in, people. The Most High blessed us, and we have to return the favor. We have to obey him. We have to love him, keep his commandments, and we have to do what he called us to do in our purpose, okay? So handle that, people. Praise the Most High. So hope that you are taking it one day at a time, and staying strong, okay? One day at a time, all right? Now, in today's reading, today's message, we'll go through today's Bible reading. We will go through recommended reading scriptures, and we will also go through the commentary as well, all right? And then from there, we will close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing. We'll close out, give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise His only begotten Son, who died for our sins, amen? Hallelujah, y'all. So today's Bible reading will be Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, okay? So before I get into that, I would like to read the essentials of Nehemiah, the beginning intro of it, all right? So here we go. All right. Author, possibly Ezra or Nehemiah. Audience, people of Judah. Date, about 430 BC. Setting, Nehemiah returns to Jerusalem to lead the reconstruction of the city walls around 440 BC. Essentials of Nehemiah. Nehemiah quickly emerges as the kind of man you can trust with your life. The king of Persia certainly trusted him. As the royal cupbearer, Nehemiah tasted the king's wine to make sure it wasn't poisoned. Hearing news from Jerusalem, Nehemiah asked the king's permission to travel there, a place he's probably never seen, even though he calls the city his homeland. Once there, he undertakes a massive effort to rebuild more than walls or even a nation. He also works to revive the faith of God's chosen people. As you read these turbulent chapters from Nehemiah's life, consider what it would be like to work alongside someone like him. Do the people you work with see some of Nehemiah's character in you? What qualities do you see in Nehemiah that could influence how you approach your work? What to look for in Nehemiah? How a leader handles bad news, the relationship between God's timing and our planning, impossible missions tackled in God's name, lessons in prayer on the run, how to handle both success and opposition, the meaning of revival, lessons in leadership. Amen. All right. So now the commentary reading today will be Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Nehemiah's prayer. The words of Nehemiah, son of Hekaliah. In the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, while I was in the citadel of Susa, Hanani, one of my brothers came from Judah with some other men, and I questioned them about the Jews' remnant that survived the exile, and also about Jerusalem. They said to me, "Those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire." When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Then I said, "O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commandments, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying before you day and night and for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins we Israelites, including myself and my father's house, have committed against you. We have acted very wickedly toward you. We have not obeyed the commandments, decrees, and laws you gave your servant Moses. Remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, 'If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commandments, then even if your exiled people are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. They are your servants and your people, whom you redeemed by your great strength and your mighty hand. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man. I was cupbearer to the king.'" Amen. So that is today's reading, the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Excellent, awesome prayer. You know, we got to step up our prayer life, man. Got to pour our hearts out to God to crowd them, all right? So very excellent reading, okay? Now, what I would love to do is read the recommended reading scriptures attached to this, all right? So the first recommended reading scripture is the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 12, verses 19 through 25. The people all said to Samuel, "Pray to the Lord your God for your servants so that we will not die, for we have added to all our other sins the evil of asking for a king." "Do not be afraid," Samuel replied. "You have done all this evil, yet do not turn away from the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Do not turn away after useless idols. They can do you no good, nor can they rescue you, because they are useless. For the sake of his great name, the Lord will not reject his people, because the Lord was pleased to make you his own. As for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you. And I will teach you the way that is good and right. But be sure to fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart. Consider what great things he has done for you. Yet if you persist in doing evil, both you and your king will be swept away. Amen. All right. That's the first recommended reading scripture. The second recommended reading scripture is the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 5 through 8. Servants and masters. Servants, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but like servants of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men, because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he is a servant, a slave, or free. Amen. So that's the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 through 8 reading, all right? Now, the next recommended reading scripture I will read is the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Be joyful, always rejoice, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Amen. All right. So that's the third recommended reading scripture, okay? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. Rejoice always, people, pray without ceasing, always give thanks through it all. Amen. All right, so those are the recommended reading scriptures altogether. Now we'll read the actual commentary itself, all right? The title of this commentary is Pray First, Then Act. Imagine a morning when you're at home reading the newspaper just before heading out the door for work. Just as you have finished the last sip of coffee, your phone rings. Your dad, who lives in another state, tells you the factory that's always served as the main source of employment in your family's whole town has been sold. The new owners are closing down the plant and moving production overseas. Many family members and friends will endure unemployment. Your hometown faces a severe economic depression as other businesses inevitably shut down. Coincidentally, you work as a vice president in the same industry, and you know your company is exploring options for expansion. What would you do? Nehemiah faced a similar predicament. His hometown lay in ruins. Coincidentally, he held an important, influential position in the king's administration. What did Nehemiah do? He prayed. Before developing a strategy for rebuilding Jerusalem, recruiting other officials to support his cause, or presenting his case before the king, Nehemiah resisted the temptation to take action. Instead, he sought help directly from the King of Kings, directly from the Most High. When a tragic event occurs in our lives, most of us have the overwhelming desire to make something happen, fix it, take action, even if it's wrong. That's a typical guy's first response. It's the way most of us are hardwired. How often do we act first and then pray? We ask God to bless what we're doing already, rather than seeking him first for direction. Perhaps examining how many times we pray before we act reveals the level of our trust in God. Our pride and feelings of self-sufficiency can keep us from prayer. We can recognize this attitude when we catch ourselves thinking, I can do it myself. Like a laser-guided missile, nothing gets in our way until we follow a straight path directly to where we want to go, regardless of the repercussions of our actions. Instead, we need to realize just how needy we are and how amazingly generous God is. Humility and admitting that we need God's sufficiency will drive us to prayer. As the old saying goes, the best way to begin a journey is on your knees. Amen. Prayers up every day, people, most definitely. Things to take away from the commentary. When you face difficult situations, is prayer your first thought or an afterthought? Why or why not? What role does God play in your decision-making process? What are some ways to remind yourself to pray first and then act? Amen. That self-control is important. That discipline is important. That trust in the Lord is very important. A lot of times we could be very impulsive and irrational and kind of just act out of impulse and anger and emotions and mood swings, but got to have that stability, that calmness, and take a deep breath and trust the Lord, call on him. Amen. So prayers up, people, that action after. Okay. So that's the commentary for today. Amen. So there you have it. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the God of heaven and earth, the true creator, y'all, most definitely. He's the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Israel. Most definitely, his only begotten Son died for our sins. and raised 3 days later for our sins, transgressions, and iniquity. Amen. So praise the Most High forever. His Son is the true one, y'all. He is the way, truth, and life. Hallelujah. So all glory to the Most High. He is the last Adam, the second Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true, living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one. The hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, that I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisai, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings, the Lord of lords. Hosanna, the highest praise. Hosanna, son of David, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord is holiness, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my light, the Lord is my deliverer, the Lord is my redeemer, my provider, our good fortress, our high tower, our refuge, sustainer, sufficient one, our shield and our buckler, most definitely, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, BeYahweh, Ahayashai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahayashai, Adonai. He is a consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now. Let me just, we touching the grid, y'all. Praise on him, y'all. Praise him. Call on him. He'll show you great, mighty things, y'all. Search a seeker with all your heart and you will find him, y'all. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently, y'all. Got to have that faith. Got to believe in him. Got to trust in him. Got to have that faith, y'all. Mustard seed faith. It is impossible to please God without that faith. So you got to trust in him, people, and believe him for who he is, y'all. Most definitely, y'all. Mustard seed faith. The just shall live by faith and not the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Most definitely, y'all. Faith without works is dead. So make sure we constantly walking in faith, y'all. Your faith saved you. Your faith made you well. We understand that God's hand will be on our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be on our lives forever. The outstretched arm of God will be on our lives forever. The finger of God will be on our lives forever. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Praise the Most High forever, people. Hallelujah, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah. Most definitely the true word, y'all. We know that his word is purified, silver, just David said in Psalms. Every word of God is pure and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So this word is going to keep sustaining us and keeping us strong and firm and upright in these times that we're in. Amen. Praise the Most High forever, y'all. Have to understand the mystery of situations. Always have to remind yourself how excellent the Messiah is, y'all, and what he endured for all of us, man, and what he did for the whole world. And how he is truly the name above all names. You know, all authority from heaven and earth has been given to him. How every tongue shall confess and how every knee shall bow towards him, you know, and that he is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And he overcame the world. Hallelujah. So he told us to cheer up and there always to the end we shall be saved. Hallelujah. So just know that he's the Lord of all, y'all, most definitely. He is the abiding son, the abolisher of the enemy, the abundant grace, abundant life, ancient of days, Adonai, advocate, Aleph Tau, Alpha and Omega, altogether lovely. Amen. He is the anchor of souls, angel of God, angel of his presence, angel of Jacob, angel of the Lord, anointed king, anointed one, anointed of the Holy Spirit, anointed preacher, anointed witness, anointed of my head, another king, another priest, anthem of a new song, apple tree, appointed heir, appointed judge, appointed of God, appointed sacrifice, appointer of seasons, approved of God, ark of strength, arm of his strength, arm of redemption, arm of the Lord, armor of God, assurance of our hearts, a stonied one, author and finisher of our faith, author of eternal salvation, arrow of conviction, author of peace with God, author of the book of life, a veiling shield and buckler, baby of Bethlehem, baby and child of promise, balm of Gilead, banner of Israel, banner of love, baptizer, bearer of the seven stars, beautiful and glorious branch, beauty of holiness, beauty of the Lord, beginning and ending, beginning of wisdom, beloved white and ruddy one, beloved of the Father, beloved Son, better than angels, blessed and glorious Lamb, blessed and only potent, blessed and glorious name, blessed Lamb of glory, blessed one, blessed rock, blessed of the children, branch, branch of righteousness, bread, bread of heaven, bread of God, bread of life, breastplate of our righteousness, bridegroom, bridegroom lamb, bright light of glory, brightness of his glory, brightness of the Lord, brightness of thy rising, bringer of good things, brother of James, buckler to the upright, buckler to all, builder and maker, builder of the church, bruised and afflicted of God, bruiser of Satan, captain of salvation, captain of the Lord's host, carpenter, carpenter, Jesus, carpenter's son, chief cornerstone, chief shepherd, chiefest among 10,000, child Jesus, child of the Holy Spirit, chosen of God, chosen stone of God, Christ Jesus the Lord, Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the rock, Christ the Son of David, Christ the Son of God, Christ the Son of the blessed, Christ the first fruits, cloud of the Lord, cluster of the campfire, comfort of the mourners, comforter of Zion, compassionate shepherd, consuming fire, confidence, conquering lamb, consecrated son, consolation of Israel, complete controller of all, completer of the saints, contradiction of sinners, counsel of the Most High, covenant of the people. Covenant of the people, covenant of promise, convert from the storm, creator of Israel, creator of the new heavens and earth, creator of principalities and powers, creator of the earth, creator of the heavens, creator of visible and invisible things, creator of the winds, crown of glory, crown of pure gold, darling, days man, day spring from on high, day star, defense, deliverer, deliverer to Zion, deliverer of my soul, designer of the universe, desire of all nations, desire of our soul, desire of the bride, desire of the prophets and kings, desire of the righteous, desire of women, despised and rejected one, despised of the people, due of youth, due unto Israel, diadem of beauty, disallowed stone, door of faith, door of the sheep, dweller of the heavenlies, El Shaddai, enlarger of God, elect of the Lord, Elohim, enlarger of my heart, enlightener of my darkness, ensign for the nations, ensign of the people, enthroned priest, equal of God, establisher of the ends of the earth, eternal Christ, eternal life, eternal word, Eucharist of our faith, everlasting God, everlasting King, everlasting name. Everlasting priest, ever living intercessor, ever living one, ever merciful one, exalted and extolled servant, exalted God of salvation, exalted Lamb, exalted name, exceeding joy our God, our sure reward, excellency of God, excellent, excellent and comely one, executor of judgment, executor of righteousness, expectation of David, express image, eye of the Lord, face of God, face of the Lord, fairer than children of man, faithful, faithful ambassador, faithful creator, faithful Lord, faithful and just forgiver, faithful witness, faithfulness, father of the fatherless, fellow, first and last, first begotten from the dead, fire of Zion, firstborn among many brethren, firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, firstborn son, first fruits of them that slept, first love, excellence of God, foreordained eternally, forerunner, former of all things, former of Jacob and Israel, former of the light, fountain of Jacob, fountain of the house of David, framer of the worlds, free gift, friend, friend forever, friend of Abraham, friend of publican and sinners, fruit of the earth, fruit of the womb, fullness of the Father, fullness of the Godhead, garden of earth, gather of the winds, Gentiles trust, gift of God, giver of secrets and treasures of earth, giver of the good spirit, giver of the Holy Spirit, gladness of the nations, glorious arm, glorious honor of thy majesty, glorious Lord, glorious voice with us, glory of God's majesty, glory of Israel, glory of the Gentiles, God blessed forever, God manifest in flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of Jeshurun, God our Savior, God with us, God is with us, good and upright, good Lord, good shepherd, good teacher, good men of the house, governor, governor of many nations, gracious God, gracious Lord, gracious and full of compassion, great counselor, great door, great God, great high priest, great King, great Lord, great one, great priest, great prophet, great Savior, great shepherd, great and amazing, awesome, excellent, wonderful God, greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Jonah, greater than David, greater than Noah, greater than Solomon, greater than our hearts, greater and more perfect tabernacle, greatness of excellency, greatness of might, greatness of strength, greatness of thy power, greatness of Zion, green tree, guarantor of our security, guarantor of the new covenant, guarantor of the tree of life, God for us, hand of the Lord, hanged redeemer, harmless, hated one, hater of iniquity, head above all, head of all principality and powers, head of every man, head of the body, head of the corner, head of the church, head over all, head over things, healer, healer of broken hearts, healer of souls, healer of wounds, health of my countenance, hearer of prayer, help of his countenance, helper of the helpless, heir of all things, hidden God, hidden manna, high above all, high and lofty one, high God, high Lord, high priest of good things, high priest of our profession, high priest over house of God, high right hand, high tower of mine, higher than heavens, higher than kings, highest one, his brightness, his dear son, his excellent greatness, his holiness, his holy arm, his loving and kindness, his mighty hand, his right hand, his son Jesus Christ, his son our Lord, holier than thou, holy and true, holy child Jesus, holy Lord God, holy name, holy one and just, holy one of God, holy one of Israel, holy one of Jacob, holy one of Mount Paran, holy thing, honorable Lamb of glory, honored son, hope in a day of evil, hope of David, hope of eternal life, hope of glory, hope of his people Israel, hope of Israel, hope of righteousness, hope of the promise, hope and joy of Abraham, hope and joy of Simeon, horn of David, horn of salvation, horn of the house of David, horn of the house of Israel, horn of my salvation, Hosanna of the highest praise, house of defense, humble of the high-minded, husband of Israel, husband of the bride, I am that I am who I am, the great I am, image of God, image of the believers, image of the Father, image of the invisible God, Emmanuel, God is with us, immortal, incarnate God, infinite one, immortal, inheritor of all nations, inheritor of my mountains, intercessor of sinners, jasper and sardine stone, jealous God, Jesus, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the crucified, Jesus the grace and truth, Jesus the King of the Jews, Jew, judge, judge among nations, judge of all the earth, judge of Israel, judge of quick and dead, judge of the fatherless, judge of widows. Justify of the spirit, justify of the circumcision, justify of the seed of Israel, just God, just Lord, just man, just one, just Savior, keeper of Israel, keeper of the covenant and mercy, keeper of the keys of hell and death, kindler of Tophet, king beautiful, king eternal, king forever, king of all the earth, king of glory, king of heaven, king of Israel, king of Jacob, king of kings and lord of lords, king of nations, king of peace, king of righteousness, king of saints, king of the Jews, king of truth, king of Zion, kinsman nearer than I, kinsman redeemer, Kodashim, holy one, Korban, sacrifice, his Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion, Lamb of the 144,000 sealed Israelites of the 12 tribes of Israel, Lamb of the first fruits, Lamb of salvation, Lamb of the great multitude, Lamb of the 12 apostles, Lamb slain from the foundation, Lamb to the slaughter, Lamb without spot and blemish, Lamp, Lamp of the feet, last Adam, leader and commander, life, life of man, lifted and exalted son, lifted up suffering symbol, lifted of my head, light and truth, light everlasting, light in darkness, light of heaven, light of Israel, light of life, light of men, light of the city, light of the Gentiles, light of the glorious gospel, light of the glory of God, light of the path, light of the world, light of thy countenance, lily among thorns, lily of the valley, lion of the tribe of Judah, lion of Zion, living bread, living redeemer, living savior, living stone, long-suffering God, Lord in Christ, Lord in God, Lord and shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God, the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord Yahuwah, Yahawah, Yahawashai, Ahayashiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, everlasting strength, Lord of a new covenant, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of hosts, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our Lord, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord the judge, Lord thy creator, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy savior, lover of righteousness, magnified Lord, magnified name, majesty, maker of all things, maker of Israel, maker of morning darkness, maker of one new man, maker of peace, maker of the new way, maker of the path and the sea, man Christ Jesus, man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, manna from heaven, marred one, merit one, master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of the new covenant, mediator of the new testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the Prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God, mighty man, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty power, mighty Savior, mighty strength, mighty wisdom, mind of the Lord, mind anointed, mind elect, mind holy one, minister of the circumcision, minister of the sanctuary, minister of the true tabernacle, most holy, most mighty, most upright, mystery of godliness, God works in mysterious ways. His ways higher than our ways. His thoughts higher than our thoughts. narrow gate, Nazarene, near Lord, obedient son, offspring of David, ointment poured, one and only sacrifice, one Lord, one shepherd, only rock, ordained lamp of the anointed, ordained of the Father, ordainer of the preachers. Our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering, overcomer Lamb, overcomer of the overcomers, overcomer of the principalities, overcomer of the world, overseer of the congregation, pattern of the believers, peacemaker, perfect peace, physician, great physician, excellent physician, awesome physician, wonderful physician, amazing physician, pierced Messiah, pierced one, pillar of fire, plant of renown, pleased of the Father, polished shaft, portion of Jacob, portion of the land of living, portion of mine inheritance, possessor of heaven and earth, potentate, potter, power of God, powerful and rich Lamb, praise of the children, praise of the saints, preacher of good things, preacher of righteousness, precious Lamb, precious Lord, precious stone, preeminent one, preparer of heavenly places, preserver of men, preserver of saints, preserver of the word, preserver of the faithful, preserver of his creation, priest, priest forever of Melchizedek, prince of life, prince of princes, prince of the kings of the earth, prophet of his brethren, prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, prophet, mighty deed and truth, propitiation for sins, propitiation of our faith, proverb to his people, pure one, quickening love, quickening spirit, quickening word, rabbi, rabbani, ransom for all, recompenser, reconciler of enemies, reconciler of things earthly and heavenly things, redeemer and forgiver, redeemer of Abraham, redeemer of Israel, redeemer of souls, redeemer of the First Testament, redeemer of Zion, redeemer the Holy One, redeemer the Lamb, redeemer the Lord of hosts, redemption, refiner and purifier, refuge for the oppressed, refuge for us, refuge from the storm, refuge in day of affliction, refuge in trouble, reigning Lamb, reproach of men, rest for our souls, restorer of Zion, rejected stone of builders, resurrection and judge, resurrection and a life, revealer of secrets, revealer of counsels of the heart, revealer of the hidden mystery, revealer of the hidden things, reverend, rewarder of servants and prophets, righteous, righteous and very faithful testimony, right hand of David, right hand of my righteousness, righteous branch, righteous God, righteous judge, righteous man, righteous one, righteous rock, righteous servant, risen light, risen Lord, river of waters, rock higher than I, rock of Israel, rock of my refuge, rock of my salvation, rock of offense, rock of the church, rock of the wilderness, rock and fortress, rock our God, rock the Lord, rod and branch, rod of his mouth, rod of my anger, rod of my strength, rod of that inheritance, root of David, rose of Sharon, ruler of Israel, ruler of the 24 elders, salvation of all nations, salvation of God, salvation of the daughters of Zion, Samaritan, good neighbor, help the Samaritan woman, same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday, today, forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of his anointed, Savior, Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the law, Savior of the world, scepter out of Israel, scorned one, searcher of hearts, second man, secret of thy presence, seed of Abraham, promise, seed of Adam, humanity, seed of David, kingship, seed of God, deity, seed of Jacob, nationality, seed of Judah, tribe, seed of Shem, race, seed of woman, prophecy. I mean, we touch and agree. In the authority and power name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new vision, new song to sing. New creation in Christ, become a new creature in Christ. Let's humble ourselves like children into the kingdom of heaven. Let's be born again in spirit and water. Repent and get baptized. Holy Spirit baptism, water baptism. Let's go on this narrow path and stay on this narrow path. Store up your treasures in heaven. Prayers that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Prayers that your name is written and recorded in heaven. Prayers that you sit at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. Prayers that you have the tree of life forever. Prayers that you're in paradise with God forever. Prayers that you have eternal life in 100-fold. Prayers that you have the crown of life, the crown of rejoicing, the crowns of heaven. Prayers that you have the white robes and the palm branch you're singing to the Messiah, be glorified with the Messiah. Prayers that when it's all said and done, the Messiah looks at you and says, well done, good and faithful servant. When he was hungry, you fed him. When he was thirsty, you gave him a drink. When he was sick in prison, you checked in on him. Praise the Most High forevermore. Let us embrace the new earth, the new heaven, the new Jerusalem forever. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God forever, y'all. Everlasting joy. Most definitely, don't let nobody take your crown. Do not renounce the faith. Do not denounce the faith. Do not take the mark of the beast. Do not worship the image of the beast. Do not fall for the deception of false prophets or false doctrines. Stay firm in the word and stay, keep your lamps, your oils, people. And the Messiah is coming back quickly to reward those according to their deeds. Amen. So let us be rewarded in a good way. Let's keep doing good works for the Most High forevermore. Let's keep doing a great commission. Keep spreading the gospel. Keep living by it. Amen. Praise the Lord forevermore, y'all. We have to go through a lot of things prior to that. All right. So hang in there and stay strong. He is very excellent and interceding for us. He is a seeking shepherd, a self-existent one, separate from sinners, servant, servant of rulers, servant of the Father, servant of the Lord. Shade upon thy right hand, shadow of a great rock, shadow of his hand, shadow of my hand, shadow of the Almighty, shadow of thy wings, shalom of God, Shekinah glory, shelter, shelter of his flock, shepherd of Israel, shepherd of souls, shepherd of the flock, shepherd of the little flock, shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of the sheep, shepherd of tender compassion, shepherd lamb, shepherd of the valley, shield for me, shield of thy help, Shiloh, shorn lamb, sign spoken against, silent and meek lamb, sin bearer, sinless high priest, sinless one, sir, slayer of the enemy, smitten of the nation, smitten judge of Israel, smitten rock of Horeb, smitten shepherd, smitten of God, son of man, sower of the word of God, Spirit of Christ, Song of Drunkards, Son from Heaven, Son of David, Son of Freedom, Son of God, Son of Joseph, Son of Man in Heaven, Son of Man the Savior, Son of Mary, Son of Peace, Son of the Father, Son of the Free Woman, Son of the Highest, Son of the Living God, Son of Truth, Son over His house, Spiritual Drink, Spiritual Meat, Spiritual Rock, Spoiler of the Principalities, Spokesman of the Father, Sprinkler of Nations and Kings, Star out of Jacob, Stay, Still of the Raging Sea, Stone cut without hands, Stone of Israel, Stone of Stumbling, Stone the Builders Rejected, Stranger and Alien, Strength in Song, Strength in Time of Trouble, Strength of Israel, Strength of My Heart, Strength of My Life, Strength of the Children, Strength of the Lord, Strength to the Needy, Strength to the Poor, Stretch thy arm, outstretched arm, Strong arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong Redeemer, strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, stumbling stone, son of righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, surety of a better testament, surety of David, sustainer, sufficient one, sword of thy excellency, tabernacle, tabernacle of God. Right. Teacher from God, teacher of David, teacher of my path, tempest of hail and destroying storm, temple, temple of the city, tender plant, amazing, awesome, excellent, wonderful God, excellence of the kings, testament of prophecy, testator, testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, that rock, the creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glory of their strength, the grace of God, the highest, the just, the justification of life, the justification of many, the king, the Lord, my hiding place, the Lord, my help and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the most high, the mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the Savior, the victory, the Savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the Son, Lord God, the song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate, thine holy one, thresher of wheat and chaff, throne of God's holiness, thou Christ, tower of David, tower and fortress, tower of salvation, trample of the young lion and dragon, treader of the angry waves, treader of the high places, treader of the lion and the dirt, treader of the winepress, thy glorious name, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy staff and comfort, thy praise, treasure of wisdom, tried stone, Triumph Christ, triumph overcomer, triumph lamb, true and faithful witness, true and righteous judge, true bread from heaven, true God and eternal life, true light, true vine, truth, uncorrupted and glorified one, uncomprehendable light, undefiled, unknown God, unspeakable gift, upholder of all things, upholding right hand, veil to a new and living way, very beautiful king, very Christ, very foundation of the church, very God of peace, very great, very high priest, very high servant, very lovely song, very present hope, very pure word, victorious king and Lord, victorious Lord Jesus, victorious one, victory, vine, voice of great thunder, voice of many waters, voice of the Almighty, voice of the Lord God, wall of fire, way, water of life, way everlasting, way of salvation, way of the just, way of the Lord, way to the holiest, weakness of God, well-beloved of God, well-beloved son, white linen of the saints, white stone, wisdom, wisdom of knowledge, wisdom of the just, wise and strong lamb, witness, witness of the Father, witness of truth, witness to the people, wonderful counselor, word, word made flesh, word of God, word of his power, word of life, word of righteousness, word of the Lord, worshipful Lord, worthy Lamb of heaven, worthy Lord Jesus, worthy Redeemer, worthy servant, wounded one in house of friends, wounded one for transgressors, yoke of peace and rest, young child, zeal of the Lord of hosts, zealous one. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen. Jarvis Kingston, love you all, praying for you all. Peace.